This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And let's begin today, as we have been all week, because it's virtually impossible to ignore the news from Washington and President Donald Trump. He held an extraordinary no-holds news conference today that concluded less than an hour ago. He attacked the Democrats for leaving him a mess, the press for peddling fake news, and said his administration is running like a fine-tuned machine. And he addressed questions following the firing of his national security adviser, General Michael Flynn, for failing to describe accurately his contact with Russian officials at the end of last year. Trump flatly denied that he or anyone in his administration colluded with the Russians before he entered the White House.
Can you just say
Russia
yes or no
is
on
a
it?
Ruse. Yeah, I know you have to get up and ask a question, so important. Russia is a ruse. I have nothing to do with Russia. Haven't made a phone call to Russia in years. Don't speak to people from Russia. Not that I wouldn't. I just have nobody to speak to.
Joining us now from Washington, D.C. is Matt Visor, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Boston Globe. Matt, always a pleasure to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Anthony.
I know you followed the press conference, which ran for an impressive hour and 15 minutes. Before we talk about some of the specifics, how do you sum up what just happened? Because it was sort of an extraordinary confrontation between Trump and the press, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to sum it up in one way. It was, you know, sort of back to campaign mode for Trump. You know, he talked a lot about Hillary Clinton. He was combative. He seemed to be enjoying himself a little bit from the podium and sort of the sparring that comes with the media that he's kind of avoided doing some of that since being inaugurated just 4 weeks ago. So I mean, it was a combative session and sort of sprawling.
Yeah,
it was sort of all over the place.
Well, I agree with you. He did seem to be enjoying it. Let's talk about some of the specifics and I guess sort of the news that he made. He was asked a number of times about what he knew, what members of his administration or campaign might have known about Lieutenant General Michael Flynn's contacts with the Russian ambassador last December. Did we get a clear answer on that question that has dominated so much of Washington politics these days?
He did talk about Flynn, and it did seem to be as Sean Spicer, his press secretary, was saying a few days ago, where the president did not have any issues with Mike Flynn being in contact with the Russian ambassador, potentially even over talking about sanctions before President Trump took office. But he did have problems with Mike Flynn sort of lying about those conversations or misremembering them, and that he had sort of just lost trust in his national security advisor. So he did elaborate on that a little bit more than he has over the past couple of days.
Yeah. And he also was asked a number of times, right? Reporters kept coming back to this question about, did members of his campaign, were they aware of Flynn's conversations? Was the president aware of Flynn's conversation with the Russian ambassador? And he seemed to answer that pretty emphatically, no. At one point he said, I own nothing in Russia. I have no loans in Russia. I don't have any deals in Russia. What was left unanswered about this issue, in your view, Matt?
Well, yeah, there were, you know, aside from the conversation about Flynn, there was repeated questions about contacts that Donald Trump's campaign had. This is his, you know, his campaign manager at the time, Paul Manafort. Some of it is Mike Flynn. There were others in his campaign. What contacts did they have with Russians during the campaign? And he, for the first several times, he avoided the question almost altogether. You know, he kept talking about his business side. He didn't have any business deals. He didn't have loans in Russia. You know, sort of taking the question in a different direction than any collaboration during the campaign. Eventually, he did say, not that he doesn't know of any contact. Julie Pace from the Associated Press pressed him on that several times, and finally he did seem to give an answer. But it took a long time, which is sort of odd. If he doesn't have anything to hide, if it's a definitive no, you would think that he would come out and say that from the very beginning, and he did not. It took him a while, and his answer was nobody that I know of in terms of if his campaign had contact with Russia.
Matt, the president also talked about the news leaks, which have given rise to so much reporting this week, and this has been a big focus of the president. He calls these leaks criminal. Let's listen to a bit of what he said at a certain point this afternoon.
Well, the leaks are real. You're the one that wrote about them and reported them. I mean, the leaks are real. You know what they said. You saw it. And the leaks are absolutely real. The news is fake because so much of the news is fake.
So the leaks are real. The news is fake. Matt Pfizer, do you care to parse that statement? What does that mean?
There's a little bit of cognitive kind of dissonance there with him claiming the things that you read about involving the leaks are real news, but the rest of it is fake. You know, so President Trump. I mean, the odd thing about it is he criticizes the media so much, but it's so clear from moments like that hour and 15 minutes just how much of a news consumer he is. I mean, he was criticizing people's individual shows and networks and what he's reading in the Washington Post and the New York Times. He criticized a story in the Wall Street Journal today. He is consuming all of this news so much, and this whole press conference in some ways seemed to be a response from the coverage that he did not like and he did not appreciate, and so he wanted to sort of have a press conference and talk about things on his own terms.
And on that very subject, I want to play another clip from the press conference just a few moments ago, talking about what he sees about the way his administration is covered versus what he regards as the truth. Here's what he said.
I turn on the TV, open the newspapers, and I see stories of chaos. Yet it is the exact opposite. This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine, despite the fact that I can't get my cabinet approved.
So, Matt, that speaks exactly to the point you were making. I mean, the fact that he is a news consumer, and he really was there to kind of counter, to offer a counter-narrative, I guess, to what we've been reading, right?
Yeah, I mean, he talked about how everything is running quite well. This sort of runs counter. I mean, Mike Flynn has resigned earlier than any national security advisor in history since that position was created in the 1950s. He had a cabinet secretary yesterday withdraw, the 12th such kind of cabinet secretary to withdraw in history. He talked about how his travel ban, the rollout, was perfect. When all evidence is otherwise, I mean, that's under, the courts have stopped that. I think that this was an effort to attempt to get back on offense and sort of tout the things that that President Trump feels like are successes that are not given the attention that they deserve. He was reading through a litany of things at the start of the press conference to tout the things that he thinks he's done so far. But Congress is up in arms. Republican members of Congress are upset over the rollout of the travel ban, for example, the lack of specifics on several of the policies. So this is not just a battle between the news media and President Trump. There's some members of Congress in the court system that are also sort of at odds with the president.
Interesting days in Washington. Matt Pfizer, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe, helping us understand him. Thanks very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.